Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, one of the things that you and I get a chance to do from time to time is sit down with some folks and taste through a bunch of wines, either for a wine list or for a particular function. And, you know, some of these wines are summer wines. Some of these wines might be good for all year round.
Mm-hmm.
Looking for some sort of value components.
Right, yeah.
And you did this recently for the Center Club, as I recall.
Yeah, that's right. And, yeah, value is always the key as far as I'm concerned. So I was able to taste a whole bunch of wines. Here are some that really, really stood out, and we're going to put all of these on our website so you can go look them up. A lot of fun. Here's one I bet you know. It's called Tablas Creek Vineyards. They're from Paso Robles.
Love this stuff.
And the Patlan Tablas Blanc sells for about $22. It's a blend of Grenache Blanc, which I have no idea what that tastes like by itself.
Yeah, me either. I've always seen it in a blend.
And Viognier. Boy, I know what Viognier tastes like, yeah. And that's what this wine is all about. Big Viognier flavors. And what you do get with Grenache Blanc is a kind of earthiness, actually. So it was working beautifully, beautifully. Have a nose like Juan Canary Melon, if you can think of what that's like.
I have no idea what Canary Melon is.
It's football shaped. And it's,
okay.
It's yellow, and it's delicious. So this was translated into the wine. Really, really nice. A very definite crowd pleaser. Here's a wine that I have just fallen in love with, and it's actually an old friend of mine who's importing this. It's called Vignoble d'Azur, and it's from the Côte de Provence, and it's a rosé, and it is a beautiful rosé, a little bit bigger than a lot of them because it's made very near Bandol.
Okay, so it's probably got a dash of
Mourvèdre
right.
Thrown into it. Very complex. You get quince, peach, mineral flavors. It made me think of a plate of grilled octopus for some reason. That's just exactly what I wanted with it. Very evocative.
Kind of grabs you, huh?
It did. It did. And Washburn is the distributor that carries this.
Okay.
So you might want to let your wine merchant know that. I am really big on Spanish wines. And, of course, Rioja rules over there. One of the most reliable and respected producers is La Rioja Alta.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a bottling called Alberti, which is kind of a, not quite entry level, but lower level. And this is a Reserva. So you're getting Reserva quality at a really affordable price. And it is really nice.
What's the price point?
The price point is about $25.
Okay.
As opposed to like $60 for their true Reserva, 904.
Mm-hmm.
2008. So this wine has got some maturity on it. It is lovely. There is just a feeling of like an autumn afternoon about this wine. So it's just wonderful. I really recommend it. Here's my big value, Hugh. Ravenswood Zinfandel, Old Vines, Napa County. $15. Holy moly.
That's what you really think, Al.
I really like this wine. This is just barbecue wine par excellence. And I just found that they were answering all the questions about what should Zin taste like. So really, really nice. And it had a little bit more structure because of the acidity. That's Napa Valley.
Right.
Finally, an old friend from Australia, the Derenberg line.
Uh-huh.
And they're always a lot of fun. This is Derry's original, a Shiraz Grenache blend, $18.
Wow. Great
day. And it's just a well-behaved fruit bomb is the way that I described it.
Hi, I'm a disciplined fruit bomb.
Yes, I won't make too much of a mess when I go off in your mouth.
Very good.
But it's really delicious. I'm going to put all of these on the website, give people a chance to look them up and find them. They're a lot of fun.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.